Chodesh Tov world. And on this Rosh Chodesh Adar, we begin on Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah. Okay, so what we've been learning until now is the din specifically of the case of Ababa Machteret. We're over there, we said that he's allowed to be killed, but that it's not quite the same din as the Rodef Acher Chaveiro Lahargo, which is a general halakha, which we're about to discuss now, because after all, over there, it's only really a chazaka that the person is going to be ma'amid atzmo, and he's going to not be able to just walk away from his money, and he's going to end up trying to prevent it. Whereas in the other case, he's totally the victim, and he's not involved in the determination of whether he's going to be killed. But there are other cases, continues our Mishnah, in which we will kill someone who is attempting to do not only misa, but anything that the Torah compares to the equivalent of murder. So, elu shematzilin otam benafsham. Harodef achar chaveiro lahargo. So, the obvious case that we have is the classic halacha of rodef, where specifically the person is going to kill, as opposed to just the baba machteret. And it would also include someone who is running to do an avera that involves a pagam in the person that he does it to. So we see a pagam that it's demeaning, leaves him in a position of lacking basic dignity. So somebody who's chasing after a male, who's trying to rape him, or he's chasing after a narahamu urasa and trying to rape her, that would leave them extremely having lost a lot of dignity, I guess, you know what the word would be, just it would demean their entire standing. So what the Mishnah seems to be saying is that there are averas that the Torah includes, as we'll see from the pasuk, compares it to murder, and that therefore, in such a case, would have the same din as redifa. Now, we're going to see later on that actually any of the arayas are included in that, and that therefore the cases in the Mishnah we're going to have to understand, which we'll see later, on Mitzvah Shabbos, Bezrat Hashem, we'll see later the inyonim of what is considered to be a pagam gadol, a pagam that is less of a pagam, which we'll get into later. So at this point, the Mishnah seems to be saying only where there is an extreme pagam in the individual, that they would be known as someone, an aramurasa, she was about to go to the chuppah, and so on. She was raped before she got to the chuppah, or a male was raped. That looks like very, very low class. And because of that, we're able to kill the person because the Torah compares the aramurasa to the, as we'll see, to the rodef acher chaveiro. But if the person is being rodef to do an equivalent avera, then we are not going to kill him to prevent him from destroying himself. So let's say, in this case, if the object of the avera is an animal, so the guy's going to rape an animal. See, he's the one who is demeaning himself. It's not the avera per se that we're killing him to stop him from being over, at least according to the Chachamim, as we'll see, or somebody's going to go to be Mechal Shabbos, or he's going to go to be Eved Averis Kirchavim. So you'd think if a person is going to destroy himself in this way, and he's pegeya in the covet of the Shemayim, so we should also kill him. But in those cases, ein matzilin oto benafshan, in this case, we will not kill the person in order to save him. Tana Rabbanan, minayin l'radef ha-chaveir l'horgo, shenitan ha-tzilo benafshon, tamud omar lo tamud adam riecho. What's the basis of the idea in the Mishnah that you're allowed to kill a person? It says, don't stand by while your friend is basically bleeding to death. So now you're mechuyev to save him. What? That's not the place that we learn it from, says the Gemara. That pasuk isn't coming to teach me this. That pasuk teaches a whole different halacha, which is the chiyev to save someone's life in the same way that we have a chiyev of hashavas aveda. So minayin ro'et chavirosh utoveya benahar. You see a person who's drowning, or you see a person who's being attacked by robbers, or being attacked by wild dogs, or whatever. How do we know that hu chayav hatzilo? Tamud omar lo tamud adam reecha. But it doesn't say over here that you're supposed to actually kill the person in order to rescue the other? That's what we're asking. How do we know that you're supposed to kill the Rodef? And it doesn't say that here. It just says you're supposed to be matzil, the person who is under attack. Ein al chinami, you're right. We're going to have to find another makar, because from here, it does not appear that you could kill the person. Ela, okay, how do we know? So ve'ela nitan latzilo b'nafsho min halan. So what is, in fact, the makar that we can kill one person in order to save another person? Well, we can learn that out from a kal v'chomer, from a na'ara ha'mu'urasa. A na'ara ha'mu'urasa who is not in any kind of mortal danger, it's not that the person's going to kill her, he's going to rape her. Nonetheless, the Torah says that even though she'll buy a little pogma, he's coming only to cause her this pegam. So it's a diminut. So Amra Torah nitna latzila b'nafsho, the Torah says you can save her. How do we know that? That we'll look at in a moment. So if somebody is chasing a person to kill him, not just to be pogame in them, so wouldn't it be obvious that you would be mechuyev to kill the person, right? Now, wait a minute. That's a kal v'chomer, okay? When you make a kal v'chomer, we know that because there's so many different elements that may be needed to be taken into consideration in the kal v'chomer, and we're relying entirely on your human fallible mind to make the kal v'chomer, so therefore we're going to kill someone. I mean, there may be some factor that you're not taking into consideration. Basically, unless we have a limud in the Torah, we're not going to use that as a marker for murder. So you cannot be einish min hadin. This is a gavi klal. It's called ein onesh min hadin. So that can't be the marker either. So what is the marker? Well, the Rebbe Tana, it's actually learned from a hekesh, not from a kal v'chomer. Because we know that the pasuk says, after telling me, V'lanara lo ta'ase davar, and so on. So it says, V'lanara lo ta'ase davar, ein lanara chet maves, and then it adds, ki ka'asher yakum ish are eyu, v'etzocho nefesh, kein adavar hazeh. This doesn't seem to make much sense. The same way that a person would get up and try to murder another individual, this is exactly the same over here. And what is that adding? What, some type of philosophical justification for why v'lanara lo ta'ase davar? It said at the beginning of the pasuk, ein lanara mishpat mavet, she didn't do anything wrong. There's no chet mavet. So you have to justify it by explaining this is the same as somebody getting up with a gun and killing somebody. I don't understand. Obviously, that doesn't add anything. So that extra point doesn't teach us anything. V'chima alamadu miratzeah. What exactly are we learning from Kasher Yakum? Ah, this is a fabulous example of a concept called Areze Balu Lamed V'Nimtza Lamad. It turns out that the pasuk pretends to be comparing it to the murderer in, as if we learned something out of the murderer. Kasher Yakum Ishman. In fact, it's the other way around. It actually teaches us that we can learn out from Na'ara Murasa something about murder. And that is just like a Na'ara Murasa. It says over here clearly, well, we'll see. We don't know yet where, but it says over here clearly that you can save her at the cost of the life of the rapist. Afrotzeach ditan la'atzilo b'nafsho. The same thing would be true about somebody who is killing. So it turns out to be an inverse limud. It's not kasher yakum areyu, therefore learn out to the Na'ara that we don't kill the Na'ara. It's telling me just like we kill the rapist of the Na'ara to prevent the rape, so too we should kill the murderer. Wait, but you're taking for granted that we know that you're supposed to kill the rapist to prevent the rape, but where does it say that? The Na'ara murasa gufa minolan. I mean, all we're doing is pushing back the question another step. But I don't know where we know anywhere that you're allowed to kill one person in order to save another person. I mean, not about the Na'ara Murasa either. Get a ton of Devei Rabbi Shmuel. In fact, that I know from the Braita. The ton of Devei Rabbi Shmuel, it says in the pasuk, Ki basadeh mitza'ah, person found this Na'ara far away from town. Tzaka Na'ara Murasa, she was yelling, screaming, help me, help me. Ve'ein Moshiyala. Nobody was there to save her. Hayesh Moshiyala. So doesn't that imply that if there were someone around that would be Moshia her, then behold davar she'achol Hoshia. You've got to get rid of the threat. Well, that means you kill him, right? That's a beautiful Meshech Chochma who points out that there's a tremendous difference between Ezra and Moshia. If it would have said Ein Ozerla, an Ozer is someone who adds his efforts to the person's efforts. So he strengthens that individual. Whenever the Torah uses the word Yeshua, Moshia, it means that you got rid of the threat. So the truth is that that is not as simple as it seems, because if you think about it, the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, who meets up with Yisro's daughters when they're trying to get water for their sheep, right? So it says over there that Moshe came along. It doesn't say Ve'azram. It says Hoshiam Miatam, that the Ro'im that came along, and they were chasing away Yisro's daughters from the water. So it says that he came along Ve'oshiam. So Vayash Ketzona. So how is that? That's just helping them, right? No. You know why no? Because he doesn't bring this up, but Lechora, it's Dafka Riot, as you saw it. Because there's a medrash that says that when it says in the Pasuk Vayash Ketzonam, it doesn't mean he took care of the sheep, Yisro sheep. It means he took care of the sheep of the people who were trying to chase them away from the water. So what would be the point in that? So in other words, in order to avoid beating them up, he removed them from the scene, so to speak, by just pushing them aside, taking care of the problem, and that way he was Moshiach, the daughter of Yisro, right? Okay, so you see from there as well that the nature of Yeshua, whatever it takes, you have to get rid of the danger. That's the important point. So if that's the case, then it would mean b'chol davar she'achol Hoshia, including feeding their sheep. And some say b'chol davar she'achol Hoshia, you see? Very beautiful limud. Anyway,
so it's beautiful, but it says Yoshia, but then why did they say it's Ivan?
No, his diak is from the difference between how you're matzah, whether it's Moshiach or whether it's Ozer. If it would have said Ve'ein Ozerla, then it would have been a problem. Okay, so Gufa. Now let's take, okay, so now what do we have? We've established that when it comes to the rape of Nara Hamurasa, that it's meant to be, even at the life of the potential rapist, you have to save her, even if it's going to cost the rapist his life. When I say rapist, I mean he's going to rape her. If you already raped her, then of course it would be irrelevant. From there we learned, from the Hekesh in the Pasuk, which says, Ki kasher yakum isha reyeyu, that the same thing would be true about a rodef achar chavero largo. All right, so now let's take a look at the Pasuk we had before, which is a different chiyuv, and that has to do with just the fact that you are mechuyev to save another person's life. So gufa. We learned before from the Brayta, Minayin L'Rayas Chaveru Shutoveh Benahar. Oh, Chayagor Arto, oh, Listim Boim Alav. So he's in imminent danger of being killed by water, by wild dogs, by robbers, whatever. You're mechuyev to be matzil him. Tamud Bomar, Lo Ta'amod Al Dam Reyacha. But I don't understand that either, because that's not where I know the din of needing to save him. I know that from the simple halacha of Hashavas Haveda. I learned that from, as another bright explains, how do we know that not only are we mechuyev to return a person's money, or his shor, if we see his shor wandering around, but we would have to return his life to him if it's endangered? Well, we know that from the way that the pasuk says, v'hashevoto lo, instead of v'hashevo, v'hashevoto lo, that means give him back to him. Give his life back to him is what we're saying. So if I already know that I have to give his life back for him to live, why do I need the pasuk? Turns out I have three separate dinim over here. One of them is the right to kill someone who is attacking. The other one is this chiyuv of making sure that he's going to be able to survive an attack if he's under attack. But that means that I have to save him. There, it may involve a natural phenomenon. He's drowning in a river. But we also have a new pasuk of the Vahashevotolo, which seems to be telling me the same thing as the pasuk of Lo Tamod Adam Reyecha. So why do we need two psukim? We don't have three possibilities, do we? Well, actually, if I would only have learned it from there, from the din of Hashavas Aveda, of the extra words of Hashivotolo, I would have thought that that's only if you have it in your hands, personally, to be able to give it back, right? So in other words, Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda is not b'chayev you to go and hire policemen to go walking around and searching for this guy's Aveda and then returning it. So, I mean, I would have said, yes, you found a guy's Aveda, you give it back to him. The person's life is in your hands because you are an excellent swimmer and you can jump in and have been trained in life savings. You could jump in and save him. So fine, so jump in and save him. Yes. But what if you're not an excellent swimmer? So what is the pasuk telling me? Is it telling me I have to run back to town, find somebody who knows how to rescue people who are drowning, pay them $500 to come running out quickly in order to jump in and save this guy? I mean, I don't know if I'm a chuyev to do that. So avo mitra chumegar aguri emelo, that I should have to find someone who can do a job that I cannot do. I wouldn't know that. Therefore, I need an extra pasuk to tell me you cannot stand still, lo ta'amod, and do nothing when someone is drowning. That's the point. So that adds that we would have to actually go and pay money if necessary and get the job done, which is a completely different halacha. Tan Rabba. So getting back to the question of other averas. Now, the Braisa says, and here it's paraphrasing the Mishnah, doesn't matter whether you're chasing someone to kill him, or you're chasing after him to rape him, or you're chasing after a Nara Amuraza to rape her, or, now, here's a major expansion, or any erva where the definition of the erva in the Torah is that it is so chamur that it's one of the chayve misa's bestin, or you know what, even for that matter, if it's a chiyuv of kares and it's not a chiyuv of mises bezdin, we will still save the victim, even if it costs the rapist his life. Now, on the other hand, if the level of the iser is not on that level of a chiyuv kares, it's, let's say it's a chiyuv of lav, like an almanah lekohen gadol, or a grushah v'chalutzah lekohen hedyot. So over there we have an iser lav. Then, ein matzilin oto benafsho. So again, over here, the question is, what is the determination? Is the question about the level of the iser that the person is doing? Or is it because it's not such a degrading kind of thing, then it's not viewed as a same level attack on the victim? This is very confusing. I mean, because in the Mishnah, we were talking before about somebody who's going to go and be Oved Avodah Zarah. That is a tremendously, so to speak, demeaning to the Kvod Shemayim attack. Or if we're looking at it from the point of view of the level of the Avera, it's a terrible Avera. He's going to be Mechalel Shabbos. It's a terrible Avera. Shabbos is Keneged Kol HaTorah Kula. Avodah Zarah is Keneged Kol HaTorah Kula. So if it's a function of the Avera, so then you should be killing the guy to save him from doing that to himself, essentially. So this is still confusing. We're going to see that it's actually a machloket. So if it would be an almanah l'kohen gadol, grushah l'kohen, chalutz l'kohen hedyot, ein matzilin oto benafsho. And for that matter, if it was already done, ne'evda ba'avera, ein matzilin oto benafsho. Furthermore, it's only where you are causing the person to be humiliated. But let's say that the person has already been diminished because they've already been raped before, let's say. For that matter, they were willing to do something like this out of their own free will. So then we're not going to save someone who is already diminished and disgraced by doing something at the cost of another person's life to prevent further diminishment, right? Okay, so that's what it is that we're being machadish now. So then, if it were already done, ein matzilin oto benafsho. Furthermore, if she has some way to prevent this person from raping her on her own, and yesh la moshia, because it says beferish in the pasuk that ve'ein moshiala, which is mashma, that if she does have a moshiala, that then that's not your business. So in that case, you don't kill the person, which would mean if there's a way that she could save herself without killing this person, then you do not have the right to kill the person. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, even if the woman says to the people that are coming to rescue her, look, this guy may stab me if you try to rescue me, so don't rescue me. He's got a knife at my throat. So even in such a case, says Rabbi Yehuda, Afa Omeret, a woman says, quote, Hanichulo shelo yargena, let him rape me in order that he doesn't murder me. So there also, because of the fact that she specifically says, look, I'd rather be raped than be killed. So if she says that, then you cannot save her honor, so to speak, by killing this guy if her honor is not worth the risk of the misa to herself. So if she would stand up for herself and she would view this as being like killing her, fine, then I'm allowed and supposed to kill the rapist. But if she says, Beferish, listen, I'd rather he rape me, so then we don't kill him in order to avoid something that she is not willing to actually take a risk on. Okay, so how do we know this? First of all, so how do we know that just to prevent averas that you are supposed to kill the guy, if the avera is going to affect a victim? Well, Amar Krov, Linara lo ta'ase davar, ein linara chet mavet. And note that wherever the Torah writes na'ara, it writes it without the hey at the end, right? Just about everywhere. So over here, throughout the whole parsha, it writes na'ara as if it's a na'ar. V'lena'ar lo ta'ase davar, ein linara chet mavet. So therefore, we have basically two different situations. A na'ar is a male, and a na'ara is a female. So that means that we're learning out two different things. Na'ara ma'urasa, and some na'ar that is going to be raped. And therefore, both of them are the same. But then the pasuk continues that the na'ara does not have a chet mavet. So, okay, what does that add? Ah, that adds chet would be a chet that is not a chiyuv misa, which would be chiyuv kares, and mavet would be chiyuv misas bezdin. So if you have either chiyuv misas bezdin that is involved in this attack on you, or you have a chiyuv of kares, then the person can be killed in order to avoid it. So why don't we just learn one example? Why do we need so many different things? Nar and nara and chet and mavet. I mean, can't we just learn out the din from one to the others? No, we cannot, because it's terrific. Because if the cause of Rachmana, na'ar, so I would have said, okay, the fact that we could prevent a male from being raped, that's because it's really a tremendous put-down for such a person. I mean, for a male to be subject to rape is really something that is extremely demeaning. So maybe over there, the Torah said, in order to prevent that type of embarrassment and debasement. So because of that, we'll allow you to kill the guy. But, I mean, when you're talking about a na'ara murasa, I understand that in terms of the chiyuv, it's the same. In terms of the skila, it's the same. Maybe even in terms of overall the nature of the chetet. Maybe it's even worse because it ruins the relationship with the other, with her husband and so on. But that's not the point. We're looking at over here the impact on the individual, and the impact on the individual is not as great, perhaps, because, I mean, it's normal for her to have sex, but it's not normal for a male to be raped in this fashion. So maybe it's only the extreme embarrassment of a raped male that we're going to try to prevent. On the other hand, suppose the Torah would have written Beferish Na'ara, wouldn't have been Murames to Na'ar. So Ikotarakun and Na'ara, I would say, okay, that's because the bottom line is that a woman is affected by rape in a way that is a pagam in her. She's permanently affected, so she loses her virginity and people no longer view her as desirable. That's a real pagam. So maybe it takes into consideration not just the psychology of it, but the overall fact that there's a bottom line to it as well, in which she would lose value. And therefore, that's a pagam that is more measurable. When it comes to a male, there's no pagam. I mean, nobody's going to say, no woman's going to say, I ain't taking that guy as a husband. He was raped. I mean, it's ridiculous. So there's no sense of pogum on that level. It's just the meaning experience is what we're talking about. Maybe that the Torah is not makpin on. So na'ar deloka pogum lay, maybe not. Therefore, I need to have both na'ar and na'ara. Now, the question is, why can't I learn out from them that any type of Chiyav Misa would be Chayav, because Ika Tabach Manahani, if I only knew the Narmanara, I would say, because each of these cases are unique in terms of the level of Pagam. When it comes to the male, it's because it's very embarrassing. And it's love urche. That's not normal sex. In the other case, what is a nara? I would say this is not just a normal rape. This is terrible. I mean, this is a woman who's about to go to her chuppah and so on. I mean, it's awful. But maybe just a rias bichlal, a woman that you're not allowed to be sleeping with. I mean, look, you know, it's very natural to the sex is natural. There's not a tremendous pagam. I mean, what's the tremendous pagam of incest? And that's not a tremendous pagam that's going to change the way that a woman who loses her petulim would be affected. So maybe in Achinami, there is no din of killing the rapist. Therefore, kasvach manachet, the Torah says, no, I'm talking about any chet. And if it would have written just chet, so I would have said, well, any chet would include amon lekoin gadol, grusha v'chalutz lekoin hedyot. It means any chet. So you're allowed to prevent the person who is going to be causing a diminishment on the part of the victim by doing a chet. So then maybe afilu chayv elavim. Therefore, because of Rachmana, chet mavet, to tell me, no, we're talking about very chomor chatoyim. But it doesn't literally mean only mavet, which is chiyav misas bezdin, because it says chet. So the two actually help you understand the bottom line. It should be the level of a chet similar to chet mavet, which means it's at least a chiyav kares. And therefore, we now know that we have these two things together, the pagam, the level of the pagam, the level of the chet. So if I would have said mavet, I would have thought, let her just write mavet. But then, of course, having the chayve mitot bezdin only, but chayve kritot are not chomer enough, because you said dafka chet mavet. Therefore, I need to have both. I need to have chet and I need to have mavet. Therefore, they expound upon each other, and we're talking about a chiyav chomer similar to mavet, which is kares, and so on. So, wait a minute. I mean, so now you're telling me even lesser types of non-devastating pagam, right? So why don't you just write the non-devastating pagam and then leave out the special cases of the na'ar, which is the male rape, and the na'ara, which is the na'ara hamurasa rape? Because, I mean, they're like super-duper pagam, right? So why do I need them? Just write the chet mavet, velo boy na'ar v'na'ara. So we wouldn't need those extra things. You know what? You're right. Think of that. All right, so we don't need the na'ar v'na'ara to teach me that. So why do we need it? Ah, because I might have thought that the issue over here is the fact that somebody is coming to do the Avera, and I wouldn't have thought about the victim. So I could have understood that we're making a comparison of rape to murder. Fine, okay, so then you're telling me, okay, so any level of chet to prevent the person from doing a chet, so if he wants to go be b'chalal Shabbos, I should shoot him. Or if he wants to go be oved aved azara, I should shoot him. And that way I'm preventing the chet. That's what I would have thought. So, chad lemute oved aved eskechovim. So one of them I need to know, no, there is a victim. And that would mean, okay, so if you want to be oved aved eskechovim, that's not included. And I need the other one to say, even where we're talking about somebody who's going to rape an animal. You know, so chad lemute behema, or for Shabbat, so I might have thought that maybe we were talking about avodas kechavim, so I would have thought, Rashi says there's no real point in mentioning the Shabbos issue, because, I mean, I've learned that from avodas kechavim. I don't need a whole separate thing for Shabbos. If I already know nar means not avodas kechavim, even though avodas kechavim is clearly also, there's a victim, kevayochol. The victim is kvar jamayim, right? I would have thought, look, it's Kal Vachomer. If you're allowed to save the covet of a human being, certainly you're allowed to save the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it comes to the behema, I might have made a mistake of thinking that maybe the Torah is so makbid on these cases, which is why it says it in the parsha of the Na'ara Murasa, I would have thought that it's not that there's a victim, it's that it is really terrible in the world to have this level of sexual crimes, to go rape an Ara Murasa, to go rape a male, and so on, and therefore to go rape an animal is so disgusting that maybe the Torah would want that level of sexual crime, as opposed to Avodah Zarah, as opposed to Chilul Shabbos. That's the point. So I need two psukim. One, to make it very clear, the focus is not on the sexual, and the focus is not on the crime. That's the point. So I have these two different words tell me that, and then to tell me that the focus actually is on the victim. And therefore, if the victim is in any way less of a victim, and that those are the cases that we touched upon, where she says, let him, I'd rather be raped than die, so on and so forth, so then it wouldn't be included. Ah, but wait a minute. It turns out that not everybody agrees to this. It's true that this is the sheet of the Chachamim, but what about according to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he learns that indeed somebody who's about to be Oved Avodas Kochavim should be shot to save him from doing it. So then, according to that, why do we have the Na'ar to teach me that there needs to be a victim, a human victim? Obviously, he doesn't hold that. So why, indeed, is it saying it according to him? Well, you're right. According to him, actually, one of the words would come to tell me that it excludes the behema, because that we do need, because Reb Shimon bar Yochai is made it to that. And Reb Shimon bar Yochai is also made it that when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, you don't kill someone who's about to do Chilul Shabbos. Because you only kill, see, the other way when we were saying, if I have one pasuk that tells me, don't kill a person even if he's about to be Oved Avodah Zarah. So that's Kavayochel, it's similar to raping the gods. I mean, when I'm going to commit Avodah Zarah. So I would think that that's the same. Fine, but according to him, it is the same. So then, obviously, in that direction, I would have said, well, if you can't kill for even being Oved Avodah Zarah, Kol Shekein you can't kill for being Mechalel Shabbos. That's what Rashi understood and explained before, is why the word Chilul Shabbos is not really meaningful, because obviously, Avodah Zarah, if you can't stop, so for sure you wouldn't stop Chilul Shabbos, right? But the way Rishon Bar Yochai is learning, it's the other way around. You are supposed to kill to prevent the actual Avodah Zarah. So then, maybe that would be true to prevent Chilul Shabbos as well. Therefore, I have Na'ar, Na'ara, so it's Na'ar slash Na'ara, as if it's two separate psukim, to tell me that you do not kill for those. Because I would have thought that actually, if you are supposed to kill for Avodah Zarah, so then I should learn out Chilul as a Gezeirah Shavah, I should learn it out, because by Melech it says, V'lo techalalu et shem Elohecha, and by Shabbos, it says, B'chalaleha mot yumat. So then I would think that if the Torah considers the chilul to be equivalent, so then there's the same victimization over here in both of these cases. So I need a special pasuk to be memayat that it's not true when it comes to the chilul Shabbos. Now, wait a minute. But there's a third shita. What are you going to do according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon? He makes it even worse. He goes a step beyond his father. He says, Mechalel et haShabbat nitan la'atzilo b'nafsho. That actually, you are Mechalel Shabbos, and you are Matzil from Chilul Shabbos, even if it's costing the guy's life, because he learns Chilul from Avodas Kochavim, as we just suggested, and therefore, according to him, we now have even less of a reason for needing this Na'ara that we darshan here. So, according to him, what do we need these two psukim for? If you do kill someone to prevent Chilul Shabbos, and you do kill someone to prevent Avodas Kochavim, so then what are you excluding? My Ikala Meimar. I mean, yes, Behema, I understand, but what's the other one for? Well, okay, let's take the first one first. So Chad Lamute Behema. That we said, that there needs to be a victim as well. All right, since some of these sexual crimes, there needs to be a victim. But, I mean, the victim in terms of the Avodah Zarah and Chilul Shabbos is Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're being Mechalel, right? The same lashon that we say, Taviyahi Mechalelet by the Bat Kohen. So that's considered to be a victim. And Enochinami, once the Torah has to write one of these, so then it's part of the way that Na'ar is written in the Torah as Na'ara. So I did the guys Rachman and Nara writes it again Nara, because I mean that's the pshat in Lenara Chet Mavet. We're not going to change it to write it with an extra letter. So therefore, it writes both of them. But you're right, we do not need two separate limudim for this. Okay, now We've said before, we just touched on it, but we didn't actually explain it. We said that Rabbi Yehuda says that if she says, don't try to stop this guy, he's got a knife in my throat, he's going to kill me if you try to stop him. So then we do not try to stop him. We don't save her if she says that. Now, the truth is, we don't pass him like the Rambam says beferish. Even if she says that not to try to stop him, we'll still try to stop him. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mashmaut is, of course, that this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what are they arguing about? So Mamaikam Iflagay and the Rambam, as I said, passes like the Chachamim. Omar Rava, the question over here is the interrelationship of the victimization to the chet. So in other words, since the question over here is where she's makpedet al pigma, but manichatosha lo yahargena. So look, what is the main consideration over here? This woman is very much not interested in being raped. And so she does not want to suffer the demeaning experience and the pagam that's involved in the rape. But she is makbid not to take any chances to be killed. So the rabbanan say, look, the Torah was concerned about the victimization of the person because of the pagam in the person. Is she makpedet on her pagam? Yes, she is. Did she give any indication that she doesn't care about the pagam, that she would love to sleep with this guy? No, she did not. So since the main point of the Torah's consideration was the fact that there was a victimization of pagam, and therefore a pigima kopid rachmana, a pigma, I should say, kopid rachmana, and she is makpedet al pigma, so therefore the Torah says to kill the guy. Who cares what she says? We're not interested in what she says. We're only interested in what she says insofar as it shows us that we don't have a victim. But she never says that she's not a victim. She just said she'd rather be a victim of the pagam than to be a victim of murder. That's all. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, the reason that the Torah says to kill someone is because of the fact that any attack like this might end up as a murder. That's the point. So Mishum Demosra Nafsha Liktala. So since she may attempt to fight off the rapist, so therefore, in such case, she could easily get killed. So the Torah says, why should she have to fight off the rapist? You fight off the rapist. That's the Ein Moshi Allah. But if she says beferish, hey, buddy, I ain't going to fight this guy. I'm not interested in getting involved in a murder case. I'd rather be a rape victim. So she said beferish that she is more concerned for her life than her dignity. So she's not being Moshi Nefesh Liktala in this case. So therefore, the Torah never told you to kill her because she says she's not going to fight and she doesn't want you to fight. Amalei Rav Papa Abaye, you keep talking about this pagam and you're saying, okay, so she lost her besulim, that's a pagam or whatever, but an amana l'kohen gadol is a big pagam. I mean, you're right, it's not a big isser, but it's big. It's a big pagam because he turns her into a chalala. The Torah calls it a chilul. It calls her a chalala, right? So How is that not an important consideration if the focus is on pigama? So why does it say that we will not kill a Kohen Gadol who's trying to rape an almana? Omar Lei, because there's different levels of pigam. Obviously it's a pigam, but a pigma rabba kapit rachmana, a pigma zuta lo kapit rachmana. It's not all painted by the same brush. There is a greater and lesser level of pigam. And therefore, to say that we're going to be, because of the fact that to prevent the major pagam of the case of Naira Muras or the Zohar, so we should also prevent a lesser pagam that she's not going to be able to eat truma or whatever. I mean, it's obviously not the same. And so therefore, if we're talking about a Misa or Chorus, so then what's the level of her pagam? Think about it. What does the Torah call a woman who went through a Bia Asura, whether she wanted to or not? The pagam is called zona, isha zona v'chalala. Now, what do you think is a bigger pagam? To be called a zona? Not that that refers to her own desire to be a prostitute. It's a state of being that we call zona. So she was raped in terms of the kahuna. That gives her a din that is called zona. So, of course, zona is more chomer than chalala. I mean, it's a completely different idea. And, I mean, listen, I mean, consider also the question of what happens if she gets pregnant. I mean, in the case where she's a zona, the kids are mamzerim. In the case where she's a chalala, I mean, so there's also a level of pagam, so that the children are not considered to be kohanim, that are kosher. Okay? But that is obviously not the same. So I don't understand your question. It's obvious what the difference is. Now, you said before that chet refers to chayve kritot. That's what you said. But the problem is that the Mishnah in Ksuvis seems to say otherwise. It says, v'elu na'arot sheyesh lahem knas. So you were talking about the question of the chiyuv of a knas, but pashtus, we're talking about someone who raped a woman, so you pay 50 shekel as a knas for rape. Now, we're not talking about a married woman. But it says over there that if somebody rapes his sister, the sister would still get the payment of the 50 shekel. Okay, so that's what it says over there. Now, if the din were that in going to rape his sister, ein lo damim, ha-ha, so then we'd be talking about the same case as, let's say, the Baba Machteret who busted the guy's TV, right? So over here, he's the equivalent of a Baba Machteret in the sense of Elo Damim, because you said you're supposed to kill him to prevent him from raping even an Issacharis, which is his sister. So if he breaks the TV at the same time, and over here he breaks his sister at the same time, obviously, so then you don't pay for the TV, then you shouldn't pay the 50 shekel. So apparently, he's not chayiv to be killed. Because we considered, remember the whole time we were considering the fact that the Torah's matter is Dama Ein Lo Damim is viewed as the equivalent of the Onesh of Misa and Bezdin, and we viewed it as Akim Levin Rabamine. So why would the Mishnah Ksuva say that you still have to pay for the rape? The 50 shekel. You shouldn't have to pay. Well, that, I mean, Amrura Rabbanu Kabeder of Chista, look, I mean, there's a lot of ways out of this. So consider the fact, at what point does this person cause the pagam in his sister? Misha'at ha'ara. It's from the time, whatever ha'ara is. We said ha'ara might be minimal penetration. Ha'ara might be even less than that. Might be nishikat ever, so to speak. So misha'at ha'ara p'dipkama, but he is not mechuyev to be killed, so to speak, until he actually completes his rape. So, ifter lo miktela, and therefore, so look, what do we have over here? He, at this point, we said we should kill him for preventing the rape. You cannot prevent the rape anymore, can you? What do you mean? Of course I can. I mean, he hasn't even penetrated her. Oh yeah, but who cares? He was already pogging her. And we said that the thing that you're trying to prevent is the victimization. The victimization already took place. And therefore, at this point, we're going to say, no, you can't kill him now. What do you mean? But I want to stop him from penetrating her. Well, the Torah never said that you can stop him from penetrating her if she was already victimized. And since the Torah considers Hara to be the victimization, so at that point, he's iftala miktala. He no longer can be killed to prevent further penetration. And therefore, where is he going to be chayev? To pay 50 shekel. He doesn't pay 50 shekel for the technical bia. He pays 50 shekel for actually being boiler because it talks about the idea of attacking a betula. So it has to be something that's going to bust her betulim, and ha'ara is not going to bust her betulim, and therefore it isn't true. But no, wait a minute. Is that so simple? I mean, honey, chalamad yom ha'ara zunashik. I agree with you. If, and only if, the definition of ha'ara is just genital contact. No penetration. Okay, so obviously he's not going to bust her basulim if there's no penetration. So then that works. But what about according to the Mandi Omar, who holds that ha'ara is haknasat atara? I mean, so if there's some level of penetration, it's possible that he might break her basulim with that level of penetration. So then, what are you going to say then? The 50 shekel is going to be paid at the same time that this guy ought to be Ein Lo Damim, according to you. You said it includes raping your sister. And here the Mishnah Ksuva says raping your sister, you're going to pay for it. So how are you going to explain that? So we can't take the answer to mean that the Ha'ara is the different stage than the Chiyuv Misa. So let's try another answer. Okay, fine. So Rav Chisda says, I have an answer, a simple answer, that would work according to anybody, whether you hold anything that you hold about Hara, Nishika, or Hara is Achmasa Satara. It's talking about Shabala Shalokidarka. So now what happened over here is the brother raped her, but he raped her anally. And then Now he wants to rape her normally. Well, you can't kill him for going back to raping her again because she was already in a state of pagam because of the fact that she had been raped. We said if she was already paguma, so then you're not able to prevent her further pagam by having the guy killed. So in this case, you can't kill him. But in this case, he's only attacking her in a way that is going to be b'chayev in the chamishim shekel now. And therefore, it's not at the same time that she was m'chayev hemisa, so to speak, because it was not huter domo at that point. So she was already nivgima, and now you can't kill him. But in the second time around, you're going to be chayev the knas, because she's still a betula, and therefore now he's going to have to pay. That's one answer. Rava says, well, why can't we simply be talking about the case that Reb Yehuda said before? She says, don't kill him, he's got a knife at my throat, my lovely brother. He's got a knife at my throat. So, it's a really nice family. So, but it would be going according to Reb Yehuda. And Reb Yehuda, remember what Abe would say? It was so wonderful when Reb Abe was in shir. I can tell you what his response to this Gemara would be. It was always that classic. Wait a minute, Rebbe. Aren't we talking about Jews? With complete natural, like, I understand. I thought with this, all of these dinim are dinim on Yisrael. Wonderful. Anyway, so this wonderful family, despite Rebbe's shock, I think it's a good thing Ori finally fell asleep. We don't want her up for this. So in this case, it would be going according to Rebbe Yehuda. Uh-oh. And Rebbe Yehuda holds that in that case, if she says, don't save my life, because he's liable to kill me. So in that case, Rebbe Yehuda says, we talk to do not save her. So that would be the simple explanation. Rav Papa says, what's the problem? Rav Papa Omar, who said that we're talking about rape anyway? Maybe we're talking about seduction. The halacha is that it's the same din in terms of the chamishim shekel, where the father still collects his chamishim shekel. So if we're talking about seduction, so everybody agrees if she is ready to be seduced, so of course we can't kill him to prevent her from being not raped. I mean, we don't consensual sex. We don't get involved in that. So in that case, obviously he's still going to become chayiv to pay the chamishim shekel. And Abaya says, I've got a simple answer. We won't go through the whole riot to the answer, but at least let's hear the answer. The answer would be that it's talking about that the guy is not considered to be hutar domo because all you need to do is shoot him through a shoulder and that's going to prevent the rape. And therefore, if you hold like Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul, which we saw, the Tanya Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul Omer, Rodev Shaya Rodev Achavero Lahorgov Yachola Tzilo Bechad Me'evarav Velo Itzio Ne'eragala. So we spoke about this Sergei before. You could have prevented the murderer by shooting him in the leg, and instead you shoot him in the heart. So then, according to Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul, you would actually be Chayav Misa. So maybe that's the case we're talking about over here. You could have prevented the rape by shooting in the leg, let's say, right? He would never have been able to reach her to be able to rape her. So therefore, he's not considered to be Elo Damim, and therefore he would have to pay Chamishim Shekel, even though it's his sister. Now, Bezrat Hashem, at Seh Shabbos, will go into the Raya for Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul, that you're actually Chayav.